Begin my prayer. Father Yahweh, we humbly bow our hearts before your throne of grace on this, your holy Sabbath day. We come before you, Father, thanking and praising your name for such a great feast of tabernacles that you've given your people. We thank you, Father, for all of those that participated, those who made the sacrifice to be here. And Father, those who, even they couldn't make it here physically, but they are here in spirit, on the line. We ask, Father, that you would bless each one, that you would bless our dear sister who is about to take the plunge, that, you know, each and everything that we do for your honor and glory, Father, is shown to you, because truly we know that the power is with you, and Yahshua is the power of Yahweh. So we ask, Father, that Yahshua would be magnified in our lives, our Savior, when we receive the Holy Spirit in his name, that it would be evident in every aspect of our life as we walk before you on this earth, being different than the world, doing that which is right in your sight, showing love one to another. We thank you, Father, for the manifold blessings you bestowed upon us. We ask, Father, that your will be done in each and every one of our lives. In Yahshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. This message is entitled, Yahshua, the Power of Yahweh. Yahshua earned the right to be called the Power of Yahweh. Most people are right-handed, and their powers lie in their right hand. The right hand does most of the work. It yields the sword to defend the realm. Yahshua truly is the right hand of Yahweh, doing Yahweh's will even to death, the death of the torture stake. The power of Yahshua's death was more powerful than any army's annihilation, because only his blood was shed to overcome our sin. And death and the grave, giving all of us the victory that have chosen Yahshua. Our first scripture is going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. It says, but now has the Messiah been raised from the dead, the first fruits of them that are asleep. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in the Messiah shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. The Messiah, the first fruit, then they that are the Messiahs at his coming. So you see, you have the Messiah first, then you have those who are his, the 144,000, at his coming. Everybody does it, is enraged at his coming. And I think this is the problem. A lot of people miss it. They don't understand that it's only the first fruit, the bigger ring, the 144,000, that rise and meet him in the air. Then comes the end, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to Yahweh, even the Father, when he shall have abolished all rule and all authority and power. He's going to abolish all power. See, this is why Yahshua is the power of Yahweh. For he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy shall be abolished is death. For he put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he has accepted who did subject all things to him. And when all things have been subjected to him, then shall the Son himself also be subjected to him that did subject all things to him, that Yahweh may be all in all. Now, Yahshua is the power of Yahweh. Psalm 110. Turn over to Psalm 110. Yahweh says to my sovereign, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Yahweh will send forth the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people offer themselves willingly. They're volunteers. Sophia. They're willing to serve Yahweh. In the day of your power, in holy array, out of the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. Yahweh has sworn and will not repent. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Yahweh at your right hand will strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He will judge among the nations. He will fill the places with dead bodies. He will strike through the head in many countries. He will drink of the brook in the way. Therefore will he lift up the head. See, the people of this world that resist will resist it to their own death. They have to yield to him who has the power. And Yahshua has the power. Psalm 20, verse 6. Psalm 20, verse 6 says, now I know that Yahweh saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven while with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But we will make mention of the name of Yahweh, our Elohim. They are bowed down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save Yahweh. Let the king answer us when we call. Psalm 60. The Psalms have a lot to say about the right hand of Yahweh. Psalm 60. Verse 1, it says, O Elohim, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You have been angry. Oh, restore us again. You have made the land to tremble. You have rent it. Heal the breaches of it, for it shakes. You have showed your people hard things. You have made us to drink the wine of staggering. You have given a banner to them to fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and answer us. Elohim has spoken in his holiness. I will exalt. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine. And Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the defense of my head. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washpot. Upon Edom will I cast my shoe. Philistia, shout because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who has led me to Edom? Have not you, O Elohim, cast us off? And you go not forth, O Elohim, with our host. Give us help against the adversary. The devil is trying to destroy Yahweh's people at every turn. Every day there's a challenge. Every day they tried Yahshua the Messiah. But Yahweh gave the victory. For vain is the help of man. Through Elohim we shall do valiantly. For he it is that will tread down our adversary. And truly Yahshua is going to tread down our adversary. He is the one that has given us the power. And it's through Yahweh's Holy Spirit that that power is given. When we choose Yahshua the Messiah, we receive that gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the power of Yahweh. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Listen on in verse 1. If there is therefore any exhortation in the Messiah, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercies and compassion, make full my joy that you be of the same mind, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, doing nothing through vainglory, through faction or through vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, each counting other better than himself, not looking each of you to your own thing. And too often, see, this is what the world does. You know, they're very nationalistic. They're concerned about their own people. And, you know, it goes back to how is the nation formed? The nation starts with a family. A family develops into a tribe. A tribe develops into a nation. See, it's just through multiplication. Now, a lot of nations have people moving to and fro. They come from the east. They come from the west. You know, America is one of those melting pots. You know, everybody wanted to come and still wants to come to America. Maybe not everybody. The majority of the people who come here, who spend time here, love it. You know, they still may love their home country, but they love it here more for the most part. Because most people I know that come here want to stay. They don't want to go back to their country. There are some, but the majority want to be here. Okay? Now, when we look at what we have here in the United States of America, we have to understand that everything happens because Yahweh is in control of these things happening. This is your new Roman Empire. Rome was where everybody wanted to be a citizen of. You know, when Paul was a citizen of Rome and they, you know, had pulled him up and threw him into prison privately, and then after they found out he was a Roman citizen, they got scared because he said he wanted a public apology. He wanted them to apologize publicly because they were in the wrong. See? Here in the United States, being a citizen of this country, and most of us take it for granted. We do. But this is a good thing, to be a citizen of the United States. In these last days, you understand? It carries a lot of power, just like being a citizen of Rome was for Paul. Now, Yahshua has given us another citizenship. When we accept Yahshua, the power of Yahweh, we have a citizenship in heaven. We have a citizenship as kingdom people, people who have entered into a different type of country. A country that's not of this world. See, Yahweh expects us to do things up here because he does things up here. It's above the peoples of the world. They don't, you know, Yahweh says, and we'll go to that scripture in a minute, my thoughts are not their thoughts. My thoughts are higher than their thoughts. See, because Yahweh knows how to treat individuals. Man does not. Here it says in Philippians 2, make full my joy that you be of the same mind, having the same love, and being of one accord, of one mind, doing nothing through faction or through vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, each counting others better than himself. Very few people can do this. You know, because they put themselves first as the center of the universe. Everything else floats around them. That's how people are. They want everybody to float around them and to bow down to them. See, but Yahshua is the power of Yahweh. We bow down to him. You understand? And we are as his servant. Yes. We're going to have the people of the world bowing down to us. Verse 4, not looking each of you to his own thing, but each of you also to the things of others. Have this mind in you, which was also in the Messiah Yahshua, who existing in the form of Elohim, counted not the being on an equality with Yahweh a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men, and being found fat in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even to death. Yes, the death of the torture stake. That was something special. See, because most people are not going to die for somebody else, much less somebody they don't know. They might do it for a family member, their wife, their husband, their children, but they ain't going to do it for no stranger. You think about it. Therefore also Yahweh highly exalted him and gave to him the name which is above every name. That in the name of Yahshua every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Yahshua the Messiah is master to the glory of Yahweh the Father. Now, when we look at this and we think about what Yahshua went through for us, that should humble each one of us. What he went through for each one of us should humble each one of us. See, because this man, he was, prior to being formed in the fashion of a man, Elohim. But he came, emptied himself, made himself just like us, and gave his life for us. Verse 12, so then, my beloved, even as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. What does that mean? See, a lot of people don't understand what that means. You're working out your own salvation. You individually have to come to Yahweh. Each one of us must have a relationship with Yahweh and Yahshua the Messiah. You have to come to him in prayer. You have to ask him to forgive your sins, which our sister has gone and done that. You understand? When we come to that point that we are going to enter into this family, we have to get rid of our sins. We have to get rid of those things in the world that used to be important to us. See, because when you come to Yahweh, it's more important. Things are more important on a spiritual realm than the physical. Now, verse 13 says, for it is Yahweh who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and questioning, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of Elohim without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you are seen as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. For my exaltation in the day of the Messiah, that I did not run in vain, neither in labor. Yes, and if I am offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. And in the same manner do you also joy and rejoice with me. Paul understood. He got it. He knew that what he was doing was for the kingdom of Yahweh. Now, across the page over in Philippians chapter 3, we'll start in verse 17. Brethren, be you imitators together of me, and mark them that so walk, even as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I told you often, now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the torture stake of the Messiah, whose end is perdition, whose mighty one is the belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. See, the people of Yahweh aren't minding things of the earth. They want to do and fulfill the kingdom of Yahweh. For in verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven, from where we also wait for a Savior. He doesn't say you're going to heaven. He says we wait for a Savior who's coming down from heaven, who sits on the right hand of Yahweh, the sovereign, Yahshua the Messiah, who shall fashion anew the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory, according to the working by which he is able even to subject all things to himself. He has that power. Psalm 77. Psalm 77. And we're going to start in verse 10. And I said, this is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Now, the right hand of the Most High is Yahshua the Messiah. He only lived 33 and a half years on this earth. He died a very young man. You understand? He was cut off in the middle, in the midst of his generation. I will make mention of the deeds of Yah, for I will remember your wonders of old. I will meditate also upon your work and ponder on your doing. Your way, O Elohim, is in the sanctuary. Who is a great El like Elohim? The only one that's like Yahweh is Yahshua. The power of Yahweh. He is the one that brings us to Yahweh. He says to the Jews, you don't know the Father, see, because you didn't recognize me. I came in his name, and you don't recognize me. You are an El that does wonders. You have made known your strength, your power among the people. Yahshua is the power of Yahweh, brother. He's the power from on high. You have, with your arm, redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw you, O Elohim, the waters saw you, they were afraid. The depths also trembled. The clouds poured out water, the sky sent out a sound. Your arrows also went abroad. The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lighted the world. The earth trembled and shook. It's going to tremble again in a mighty way in these last days. You're going to see and hear of earthquakes all over the world. People are going to be afraid. They're going to fear Yahweh. You understand? But the question is, will they repent? And the answer is going to be no. They're not going to repent. Your way was in the sea, and your paths in the great waters, and your footsteps were not known. And you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. And truly, Yahweh did lead the people. When you read the Exodus, and we do that every spring for Passover, we read how Yahweh brought them using Moses as the shepherd, he brought them out of Egypt. Psalm 78. Psalm 78 is a story of them coming out of Egypt and how Yahweh did it. We're going to drop down to verse 50. He made a path for his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to pestilence and struck all the firstborn of Egypt, the chief of their strength, in the tents of Ham. But he led forth his own people like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. And he led them safely so that they feared not. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, and he brought them to the border of his sanctuary, to this mountain which his right hand had got. So Yahweh took them out of the nation of Egypt, who was at that time the mightiest nation in the world, known to man, just like the United States is today. You understand? Yahweh went in and took his people out of slavery. They were under the control of Pharaoh, and he broke that control and took his people out and destroyed Egypt. Egypt was never the same. They never had the power. They still a nation to this day, but they have never been a world power after that, like they were prior. Now think, when man puts himself up, Yahweh will bring him down. The United States of America is a world power, has been for a long time. Well, guess what? It's still a babe in comparison to the other nations. Greece has been around for thousands of years. Rome or Italy, thousands of years. The United States, a few hundred years old. You understand? They're babies. Yet, Yahweh gave them this authority and this power. But they have rejected Yahweh. So therefore, they have to come down. You understand? Now, Israel, this little tiny nation over there, in the midst of all the enemies all around them, Yahweh still has his eyes on them. He still protects them. Despite what the people say and despite what the enemy is doing, Yahweh's right hand, Yahshua, the power of Yahweh, is protecting that nation and those of us that pray for them, those of us that bless them. Because what does the word say? And we went over this. Blessed are they who bless Israel. Cursed are they who curse them. See, so we have to know which side that we're going to be on. Are we on the highway side or are we with the world? Because the world is following the devil. And they want to destroy Israel. And I'm telling you, they're all coming together to Armageddon. They're coming to the war. They're coming to the Valley of Jehoshaphat. That's where you're going to have all of those Chinese soldiers killed. You're going to have a lot of people who come against Israel destroyed. Because they are coming against Yahweh. He's the mighty one of Israel. And Yahshua is the power of Yahweh. He's the one that's going to defend Israel. Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, and we'll look at verse 54. This is when Stephen was being stoned. Verse 54 says, "Now when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. They were upset. And they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of Yahweh, the glory of Yahweh, and Yahshua standing on the right hand of Yahweh, and said, 'Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of Yahweh.'" And you know what happened after that. So they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed upon him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon Yahweh and saying, "Sovereign, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Yahweh, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he said this, he fell asleep. Even while he is dying, he is being put to death by his brethren. He still prays Yah. He saw Yahshua sitting on the right hand of Yah. And this is what infuriated them the most, see, because he was teaching Yahshua. See, he put it, their face right in it when he was witnessing to them about Yahshua, how they killed the mighty one of this life, who gave his life that they might have life. Yet they were blinded. They rejected Yahshua. Psalm 98:1. Oh, sing to Yahweh a new song. For he has done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm. See, the right hand of Yahweh is Yahshua the Messiah. His holy arm is Yahshua the Messiah, the power of Yahweh. He gets things done. He has worked salvation for him. That's why Yahshua is our Savior. And there's a passage in here in Isaiah that says Yahweh is our Savior, because truly he is. He uses Yahshua to fulfill as his right arm these things for him. Yahweh can use whatever he wants. He used the Assyrians as the rod of his anger to take Israel into captivity. He used Babylon to take Judah into captivity. You understand? There's nothing too hard for Yahweh. He's in control. And everyone has to yield to him through Yahshua Messiah. Yahweh, in verse 2, has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly showed in the sight of the nation. Now, they saw Yahshua as a suffering servant. You understand? He came to show love. He came to show the world that it's only through the love of Yahweh that they can have salvation. Yet the Jews are looking for Yahshua ben David, Dawid, the son of David, the one that's coming as the conquering king. See, because they were looking for salvation. They wanted to be free from Rome. They wanted to be free from the dictate of this worldly leadership. They wanted to be their own, you know, king. They wanted to rule. They didn't want to give up their cushy as Caiaphas and the high priest and his family. They were wealthy. They were well off. They were doing okay. It's the common people that were suffering. They were doing okay. Yahshua couldn't do them any good at that point because they weren't looking for salvation spiritually. Remember, they said, what, the common people are cursed. They don't know the law. They don't know the Torah. We know the Torah. We know all of the good. But they were happy with that. They weren't concerned about the common people. Yahshua was concerned about everyone. He wanted all of us to have salvation, which means we have to accept him to be able to overcome this life and this world. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our Elohim. Make a joyful noise to Yahweh, all the earth. Break forth and sing for joy. Yes, sing praises. Sing praises to Yahweh with the harp and the voice of melody, with trumpets and the sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the King, Yahweh. Let the sea roar in the fullness of it, the world and they that dwell in it. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills sing for joy together before Yahweh, for he comes to judge the earth. And he will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity. Psalm 108. Psalm 108. My heart is fixed, O Elohim. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises, even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake right early. I will give thanks to you, O Yahweh, among the people. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your loving kindness is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O Elohim, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and answer us. Elohim has spoken in his holiness. I will exalt. He's going to lift up, be lifted up. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkot. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the defense of my head. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washpot. Upon Edom will I cast my shoe. Over Philistia will I shout. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who has led me to Edom? Have not you cast us off, O Elohim? And you do not go forth, O Elohim, with our host. Give us help against the adversary, for vain is the help of man. Through Elohim we shall do valiantly, for he it is that will tread down our adversary. Truly Yahweh is the one that's going to defeat Satan at every turn on our behalf. Psalm 118. Yahshua is the power of Yahweh. We know that Satan is angry. And we know that we're in for a fight, even to the end. We're in for a fight. Now, in Psalm 118, verse 5, it says, out of my distress I called upon Yah. And Yah answered me and set me in a large place. Yahweh is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Yahweh is on my side among them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to put confidence in man. It is better to take refuge in Yahweh than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about. In the name of Yahweh I will cut them off. They compass me about. Yes, they compass me about. In the name of Yahweh, I will cut them off. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as fire thorns. In the name of Yahweh, I will cut them off. Pushing, you push me to fall, but Yahweh help me. Yah is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tent of the righteous. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly. He's talking about Yahshua, the right hand of Yahweh. The right hand of Yahweh is exalted. The right hand of Yahweh does valiantly because truly Yahweh has given us the victory through Yahshua the Messiah, each and every one of us that has accepted his salvation, his sacrifice. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of Yah. Yah has chastened me grievously, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will enter in them. I will give thanks to Yah. This is the gate of Yahweh. The righteous shall enter into it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The next part of this scripture speaks strictly of Yahshua the Messiah. The stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yahweh has made. We will rejoice in it and be glad in it. Save now, we plead you, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, we plead you. Send now prosperity. Blessed be he that comes in the name of Yahweh. Who came in the name of Yahweh? Yahshua the Messiah. We have blessed you out of the house of Yahweh. Yahweh is El, and he has given us light. Remember, Yahshua came as the light of the world. Bind the sacrifice with cord, even to the horns of the altar. You are my El, and I will give thanks to you. You are my Elohim, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. Yahshua is the power of Yahweh, brethren. It's only through Yahshua, our Savior, that we can have salvation. He's the only way to the kingdom. See, people can say whatever they want, but we know there's only one name under heaven by which men shall be saved. And that name is Yahshua the Messiah. There is no other name. And it's only through him, the power of Yahweh, that we have salvation. So we have to give ourselves to the name of Yahshua and accept his salvation. Now, Almighty Yahweh, bless each one of you as you give yourselves to the power of Yahweh, Yahshua the Messiah. Can you all please rise at this time? We'll have a closing prayer. Father Yahweh, we come before you thanking and praising your name for another opportunity to come before you. We thank you for this extra day, this Sabbath that's attached to the Feast of Tabernacles and the last great day. We ask, Father, that your Spirit would be mightily upon your servant, and that you would bless us, that your word would have free course in us and cause each one of us to yield to you, Father, through your word. We thank you for the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. And it's in his holy name we humbly ask all his favors and blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, before we have our closing song.